All right, we're back with the next installment of Tab News. I'm your host, Jennifer Rash.
And I'm your co-host, Debbie Campbell.
We have guest host Terry Wilhite with us as well, and we are talking with Mark and Ann too from Judson College. 6-7 months on the field, right? You guys have been back in town. Now, Judson is not new to the twos, but they have been back since March. So let's kick it off a little bit with what's been happening since March 25th.
Well, thank you very much first for letting us have this opportunity to speak with you and to address the folks here at the Pastors Conference. It's a delight to be a part, of the Alabama Baptist Convention and to engage with its various agencies. And so as we chat today, we've just been settling in and getting started and engaging in what needs to happen. As you said, we were here for 20 years from 87 to 07 and came back just this year. And so we had to find new friends, make new friends, find old friends, and just re-engage, see what are those things that we need to be emphasizing about the college and find better ways to emphasize those as we move forward. Ann's helped us in so many ways in the college, as she's been a presence on campus.
I'm hearing great things, and as people are talking, they are talking about the dynamic duo that is now at Judson. So what are some other things that you all are doing as that dynamic duo?
Well, we're on the road a lot, and so we've been privileged to lead in worship and help our churches engage in the conversation about Christian higher education. Of course, it's always joy just to be with the churches. We're committed not just to the convention, but to the churches of the convention. And so we've been doing a considerable amount of traveling in this aspect, and we're just visible together on campus a good bit and involved in the various things of the operations of the college.
How much fun, and to connect former students with current students, it's a different day and age. We know that the social media aspect drives some of that.
Well, absolutely. Our students today are beyond post-denominational. They're beyond post-modernity and are in a full-on post-Christian, post-truth kind of context. So one of the things we have to work with them constantly is to realize, yes, you've got the right to your own opinion, but you don't have the right to your own facts. And so that's an aspect of culture that shifts. But the answer to addressing that is the same. You make relationships with students, and so that part of it is exactly the same. What we have to talk about with them is different. You still win those opportunities one at one. You have to catch a student in a learnable moment, in an education moment. And so, and every educator's had that when they see the lights come on, and it's something we work to engineer and accomplish. We, among our faculty and administration, all of our staff, we say through them over and over and over again, we're all educators with a different kind of classroom. And so, because you don't know who on the faculty, on the staff, will be that particular influencer for a student, for any given student. And so we all are teachers, we just have different kind of classrooms. And then the other message that we're constantly telling this generation of students is that it's not what you do, the major, the career, the work field that you go into. It's not what you do that makes something sacred. It's why you do it. And so part of what we're seeking to accomplish is to help them understand that their academic interest, their career focus, is just another way for them to serve our Savior and the kingdom. And so those are two things that we push just all the time.
Talk to us about location. You're located in Marion, Alabama, and you're not necessarily an easy-to-get-to kind of campus.
You're putting it kindly.
So tell us a little bit about that challenge and then how you hope to overcome it.
Absolutely. Well, and it is a definite challenge. We are in the middle of the Black Belt, which is a very poor region of the state, and so many folks just never come there. We are constantly meeting people that we realize don't know even where Marion is, not even just a context of Judson per se, but just they don't know that part of the state at all, because it is remote and there's nothing kind of happening there. Our big news over the past decade was probably the landfill in Uniontown. And it's hard to spin that positively. So yes, we have to tell that story. Now, once our students get to campus, is a whole different thing. When we can tour them, when they can see that, Ann talked about opening the home. I've watched mothers and grandmothers who have students there, parents and other influencers who have students there, and when they walk through the house, they just know this is something different. They're not going to get this at any other place, and we do believe that we're peerless. And so location, yeah, we have to work that, but the way we do it is to say once you're here, you're experiencing something that is unique. We're the only women's college in Alabama. We are the only women's college associated with a state Baptist convention, and arguably the only evangelical Christian women's college anywhere in the United States. And so we go to the uniqueness. Yeah, Marion's unique. It's out of the way. Not a lot to do there, but they find sisterhood in a new way precisely because it is out of the way and not a lot to do. Our student life staff will often say, we don't have sororities. We are a sorority. And I agree. I like that aspect of that.
Could you tell us what are some of the degrees that you offer to young ladies that come to Judson?
Absolutely. We have 4 degrees, Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Arts, also the BSN, and the Bachelor of Social Work. ADN, thank you. The ADN, the Associate's Degree of Nursing. It's our only associate's degree. And within the BS and the BA, just the full variety of what you would expect from a liberal arts institution, mathematics, science, education, biology. Our equine science program is extraordinarily popular and growing very, very fast. We have students leaving that program and literally going all over the globe to work with stables and barn management in the equitation field. So very typical liberal arts subjects, plus we also have social work, nursing, and equitation. It is a peerless institution. We are focused on women's education. I could bore you with all the facts, I'll spare you, that where it's been proven that women learn better in a single gender setting. And so when we're focused on women's education in the classroom, in all of their all of their student organizations, all of the leadership on campus, we're able to do something unique in a young woman's life. And so the literature of women's education will talk about how those schools help a young woman find her voice. We take it beyond that. As a Christian women's college, we help her find her Christian voice. And that's a special thing, and one that, again, in the unique situation we find ourselves, we don't want to lose.
All right, well, we've been talking with a dynamic duo from Judson College as they're helping women, young women, find their Christian voice in their education. Thank you, Dr. Mark and Ann, too. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.